This is the Shandaken Portal. It's one of the few places where you can actually see New York City's water infrastructure. Doesn't look like much, but this is a key point in the system. New York City's water infrastructure is kind of like your household plumbing, but a lot bigger. What happens, though, when, like your household plumbing, it springs a leak or needs to be replaced? By the way, Route 28 is a very busy road, so please do not cross the road here. You can get up close to the Esopus Creek at the turnout just west of here, or at other spots along this tour route.
The Catskill system is comprised of two main reservoirs, Ashokan Reservoir and Schoharie Reservoir. Schoharie Reservoir has the same size watershed as Ashokan, but it's like 1/8 the size. Sort of like taking a drinking water glass and trying to fill it in your bathtub faucet. It fills quickly. The entire job of Schoharie Reservoir is to help keep Ashokan more full throughout the year. It has the water make a U-turn and sends it through the Shandaken Tunnel that cuts through the mountains, and you can actually see that water come out of the tunnel at the portal. It meets the waters of the Esopus Creek, and they all go rumbling together on their way toward Ashokan Reservoir. I'm Adam Bosch. I'm the Director of Public Affairs for the New York City Water Supply, which is owned, maintained, operated, protected by the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. We are doing a lot of large projects to upgrade, maintain, rehabilitate all of the infrastructure that have allowed us to capture, move, and treat water for the past century. They all need some love, and that requires a lot of work and a lot of money and a lot of really keen science and engineering to figure out how to do it while you keep the entire water supply in operation. Many components of the reservoir system have been in service for about a century. We're doing projects to rehabilitate the mechanical components that allow the water to move from one place to another. For that water to move from Schoharie to Ashokan, we have to operate big gates that open and close gigantic waterways that allow the water to go into the tunnel. And those gates are as deep as 200 feet below the surface. Some of those gates over time had broken. You have to repair this equipment more or less while it's in service, while it's under the water. We actually had to replace these massive gates with divers who had to dive down into the shaft and replace them in the dark, which is very difficult work. The largest of those projects is called the Delaware Aqueduct Bypass Tunnel, the largest repair project in the 178-year history of the water supply system. The Delaware Aqueduct is an 85-mile-long tunnel that runs from Rondout Reservoir all the way to Yonkers, right on the northern border of the Bronx. It's the longest continuous tunnel in the world. In the 1990s, we learned that two sections of the tunnel were leaking. This was not exactly a surprise, because when they were drilling this tunnel originally, they ran through some very problematic geology. Most of this tunnel was drilled through very dense, hard bedrock, strong enough to support the tunnel on its own. But down near the Hudson River, it changes to limestone, which is a very soft, crumbly rock. They lined that section with steel. The problem is that they did not go far enough with that steel lining. That is one of the few mistakes that should have been done differently when the system was built. So what ends up happening is, over 50 years of service, all that pressure in the aqueduct, these little hairline cracks begin to form. The water from the aqueduct begins to come to the surface and show up as a little geyser in the Hudson River. The other problem was how to fix the darn thing. So we got together a group of expert engineers, and what came out of that was the idea to do the largest bypass surgery maybe in the history of the world, by building a brand new tunnel parallel to the tunnel that's leaking. Then you would connect the new bypass, plug the leaking section, abandon it in place forever, turn the aqueduct back on, and the bypass becomes the new section of the tunnel. This bypass tunnel is 600 feet below the Hudson River. It's about 2.5 miles long, 14 feet in diameter. They're now making the preparations for this big moment in 2022 when we are going to shut down the Delaware Aqueduct really for the first time since 1957 and make that connection of the bypass tunnel to the existing Delaware Aqueduct and then turn it back on. The Delaware system will only be shut down for about 6 months. We can manage the water supply in a way that people in New York City shouldn't even notice that anything is happening.